This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With Italians facing a general election on Sunday, the third biggest economy in Europe, for some context, it is worth a mention that Italian voters are weighing the same issue that hobbled German Chancellor Angela Merkel in her elections last September: migration. Italy has taken in more than 600,000 migrants over the past 4 years, most of them coming from North Africa, crossing the Mediterranean in small, crowded, and often very leaky boats. Those migrants are not generally popular in Italy, and that has been reflected in this campaign. Former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has promised that if his center-right coalition does win power, it's going to deport hundreds of thousands of people. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that story from Rome.
Huddled inside a tent pitched on a disused bus depot on the outskirts of the city, a small group of Africans tries to recreate some of the comforts of home. Senegalese music from a battered cassette player and warmth from a small wood fire on an upturned trash can lid. There are dozens of tents here, sheltering around 150 young migrants. Among them, Johannes Skodana from Eritrea says he's relieved to have made it to Italy.
It's good for me. I'm very lucky, you know. I'm born again.
You feel born again in Italy?
Yeah, it gives me happiness, you know. It gives me happiness.
But in a marquee on the other side of the camp, there's a reminder that he isn't entirely welcome in Italy. A charity worker gives a lesson in both the English language and human rights.
You say, I need a lawyer. And the policeman says, no, I don't give you a lawyer. And you answer, I need because it's my right.
The pushback against mass immigration into Italy is well underway, and not just from the fast-growing neo-fascist groups and their shaven-headed supporters. Resentment and fear over the influx have gone mainstream. Linda Sumoni is a teacher from Tuscany.
The immigration must be controlled.
And limited.
Yes.
Too many people are coming.
Yes. Many, many, many people coming in Italy in this moment.
Immigration is a key issue in the election, and the centre-right coalition appears to be profiting most from it. Forza Italia, Silvio Berlusconi's party, has joined forces with the anti-immigrant Lega party. They seem set to win the most votes. Senator Lucio Malan of Forza Italia says the vast majority of the migrants are not refugees, and people are fed up with their demands.
They ask for food, housing, TV, Wi-Fi. They don't like pasta, which is the main food for Italians.
Senator Malan, who describes himself as a moderate, says the immigrants are costing Italy $60 each a day. His coalition is pledging to repatriate 600,000 of them.
Can Italy afford to send that many back?
Of course we can. Of course we can, because we cannot afford to keep them here.
Opponents of the repatriation pledge say it could cost more than $3,500 per migrant to implement. And anyway, claims Professor of Political Science Roberto Dallamonte, it's practically impossible to deliver.
Where do you send these people without treaties, you know, without agreements with... Where do you send them? To the moon or to Mars? This is baloney. This is nonsense.
In this largely Catholic country, the centre-right coalition claims that the hundreds of thousands of mostly Muslim migrants represent a social time bomb. But their opponents say it's surely a Christian duty to welcome and absorb the incomers. Manlio De Stefano is a lawmaker with the anti-establishment Five Star Movement, the single most popular party in the country. He says the influx is manageable.
We are managing numbers like 150,000 migrants per year. In a country of 60 million people, it's feasible.
He says the centre-right should focus on the real emergency, unemployment, which has doubled since the financial crisis. But the polls suggest immigration is the bigger worry. This is the issue that is shifting the whole landscape of European politics. In Rome, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.